Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Day Trading for Dummies by Anne C. Logue is a practical, beginner-friendly guide to the fast-paced world of short-term trading. Written in the accessible for dummies style, it explains what day trading is, how it differs from long-term investing, and why it demands strict discipline, preparation, and risk control. The book walks readers through the core mechanics of placing trades, understanding order types, reading price charts, and using common indicators without drowning them in jargon. It also addresses the less glamorous realities, transaction costs, slippage, taxes, and the psychological pressure of making rapid decisions under uncertainty. Rather than presenting day trading as an easy path to riches, it frames it as a skill-based activity that requires a structured plan, realistic expectations, and careful capital management. For readers curious about whether day trading fits their temperament and resources, the book serves as a clear on-ramp, helping them evaluate tools, set up a workflow, and avoid many of the mistakes that derail new traders early. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what day trading really is and how the market works. A major theme is defining day trading in plain terms and placing it in the broader market ecosystem. The book clarifies the difference between investing, swing trading, and day trading, emphasizing that day traders typically open and close positions within the same session to limit overnight risk. It outlines how modern markets function, including the roles of exchanges, market makers, liquidity providers, and retail brokers, so readers understand why prices move the way they do in real time. This context helps explain spreads, volume, and volatility, and why some securities are more suitable for short-term trading than others. The discussion also highlights how news, earnings, economic releases, and broader sentiment can create rapid price changes, and why day traders often focus on liquid instruments where entering and exiting is feasible. Importantly, it encourages readers to treat day trading as a business, selecting a market niche, learning its rhythms, and understanding the practical constraints imposed by regulations and broker policies. By grounding the reader in market structure and terminology, the book sets a foundation for later topics like strategy selection and execution. Secondly, tools, platforms, and order types for executing trades. The book devotes attention to the operational side of trading, because even a good idea can fail if executed poorly. It explains the kinds of brokerage accounts day traders commonly use and what to look for when comparing brokers, including reliability, commissions and fees, margin policies, and the quality of execution. A key part of this topic is learning order types and how they function under pressure. Readers are introduced to market orders, limit orders, stop orders, and related variations, with guidance on when each is appropriate and what risks they carry during fast moves. The text also highlights how slippage and spread costs can quietly erode performance, especially for beginners who overtrade or chase momentum without a plan. Platform features such as real-time quotes, charting packages, scanning tools, and alerts are presented as workflow supports rather than magic solutions. Risk controls like automatic stops and position sizing tools are framed as essential components of the setup. Overall, the focus is on building a dependable trading environment where decisions can be implemented quickly, accurately, and consistently. Thirdly, chart reading and technical indicators. Without the hype, another important topic is technical analysis as a practical language for short-term decision-making. The book covers the basics of chart types and timeframes, helping readers choose views that match day trading horizons. It explains commonly watched concepts such as support and resistance, trends, breakouts, pullbacks, and consolidation, showing how these patterns can shape trade ideas and risk placement. Rather than treating indicators as prediction machines, it positions them as tools for organizing information about price and volume. Readers learn what indicators attempt to measure and how they can be misused when applied blindly or layered excessively. By emphasizing clarity and simplicity, the book encourages traders to pick a small set of tools and learn how they behave in different market conditions. This section also connects chart reading to trade management, identifying logical entry triggers, setting stop levels where the trade thesis is invalidated, and defining realistic targets based on nearby market structure. The overall message is that technical analysis is most useful when paired with discipline, repeatable rules, and an understanding that no setup works all the time. Fourthly, risk management, money management, and trading psychology, the book repeatedly underscores that survival matters more than excitement. It addresses core risk management practices such as limiting risk per trade, avoiding oversized positions, and planning exits before entering. Readers are guided to think in terms of probabilities and expected outcomes, which helps reduce emotional decision-making. The discussion highlights why leverage can amplify both gains and losses, and why new traders often underestimate how quickly a streak of small mistakes can become a large drawdown. Beyond numbers, the book treats psychology as a daily reality, fear of missing out, revenge trading, overconfidence after wins, and paralysis after losses. It encourages routines that support discipline, including checklists, pre-market preparation, and post-trade reviews to diagnose process problems rather than blaming the market. The theme of patience appears often, especially the need to wait for conditions that match a plan instead of forcing trades to avoid boredom. This topic also acknowledges the physical and mental strain of rapid decisions and suggests that managing focus, stress, and expectations is part of the job. In sum, the book frames risk control and emotional control as inseparable. Lastly, strategies, practice, and the real-world business of trading. Day Trading for Dummies presents strategy as a structured approach that can be tested and refined, not as a secret trick. It discusses common categories of day trading approaches, such as momentum-oriented trades, mean reversion ideas, and event-driven setups, while cautioning that what works depends on the instrument, volatility, and the trader's execution skill. A central point is that new traders should practice in low-stakes ways and build evidence before committing significant capital. The book also points readers toward creating a trading plan that defines markets traded, criteria for entries and exits, time-of-day rules, and limits on daily losses. It brings in the business realities that many newcomers ignore: record-keeping, taxes, and the need to understand how frequent trading affects tax reporting and net profitability. The role of metrics and journaling is emphasized to identify whether mistakes come from the strategy itself or from inconsistent execution. Finally, it encourages continuous learning, adapting to changing market conditions, and recognizing when not trading is the best decision. This practical framing helps readers treat day trading as an ongoing process of improvement rather than a one-time leap. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners who are curious about day trading but want a grounded, structured introduction rather than hype. It will also help intermediate traders who have tried placing trades but lack a consistent process for entries, exits, and risk control. The main benefit is clarity. It explains how day trading fits within market mechanics, what tools and order types actually do, and why risk management and psychology determine long-term survival. That practical framing can improve a reader's life by reducing costly trial and error, replacing impulsive decision-making with routines, and encouraging realistic expectations about time, capital, and skill development. Compared with many day trading books that lean heavily on flashy strategies or overpromise quick riches, this one stands out for its emphasis on fundamentals, disciplined planning, and the unglamorous details that affect real results, such as costs, execution, and preparation. It is worth buying because it functions as a reliable reference. A reader can return to it when setting up a platform, refining a plan, or diagnosing common mistakes. If you want a straightforward roadmap to evaluate day trading and approach it responsibly, this book delivers strong value. If you would like to support ANC Logue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.